Let's read together Jonah chapter 4, verses 5 through 8. In these verses, we see an angry Jonah going outside the city of Nineveh and waiting to see if God just might judge the city after all. But God did not judge the city of Nineveh because they had repented. Instead, the Lord teaches Jonah a few lessons here that we all need to learn. Jonah chapter 4, beginning at verse 5. So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city. There he made himself a shelter and sat under it in the shade, till he might see what would become of the city. And the Lord God prepared a plant and made it come up over Jonah, that it might be shade for his head to deliver him from his misery. So Jonah was very grateful for the plant. But as morning dawned the next day, God prepared a worm, and it so damaged the plant that it withered. And it happened when the sun arose that God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. Then he wished death for himself and said, "It is better for me to die than to live." Let's begin this section of Jonah chapter 4 with some background notes. Did you know that every year during the month of February, the Assyrian Christians hold a 3-day fast, prayer and fasting for 3 days? This 3-day fast is a commemoration of the great spiritual awakening that took place in Nineveh, according to the book of Jonah. Now, you don't start a tradition like this out of thin air. Such a tradition lends credibility to the fact that this event really took place in history. This was the greatest spiritual awakening in the history of mankind. But of all things, Jonah was not happy about it. You know, most preachers are elated when even a few souls are saved in response to their preaching. But in this case, the entire city of ancient Nineveh, as many as 600,000 people, and maybe many more, repented at the preaching of Jonah. And yet, Jonah was not thanking the Lord. In fact, Jonah was angry about the whole affair. Look back at verse 1 once again. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he became angry. Why was Jonah so angry? Because the Assyrians were the enemies of Israel. Jonah did not want mercy being shown to the cruel and pagan Assyrians. Let them go to hell. That was his attitude. When the Lord asked Jonah if he had a good reason to be angry, Jonah didn't answer. He just stomped out of the city. Look again at verses 4 and 5. Then the Lord said, "Is it right for you to be angry?" So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city. There he made himself a shelter and sat under it in the shade till he might see what would become of the city. What's Jonah doing here anyway, making a shelter for himself and watching the city? He's giving God another chance, so to speak, to send judgment on Nineveh. Just maybe, after the 40 days are over, God would still send fire and brimstone on Nineveh. That's what Jonah is hoping for. Jonah reasons, maybe it was only a temporary profession of faith on the part of Nineveh, and God will still judge them. But God was not going to judge the city of Nineveh at this time, because the people had truly repented, and definitely they had turned from their wicked ways. In fact, God withheld his judgment of the entire Assyrian Empire for approximately 150 more years. Nineveh finally fell to the Babylonians in 612 BC. Now, while Jonah was sitting under the shade of his lean-to, the little shelter he built, waiting to see what the Lord would do, God taught Jonah some important lessons through a series of object lessons. And that brings us then to our doctrinal or teaching points. Doctrinal point number one, all of life's comforts are under God's control. All of life's comforts are under God's control. Verse 6, and the Lord prepared a plant and made it come up over Jonah, that it might be shade for his head to deliver him from his misery. So Jonah was very grateful for the plant. Apparently, the little shelter that Jonah had built for himself in verse 5 did not give that much shade. It was probably like those lean-tos made out of cut branches at the time of the Feast of Tabernacles. Jonah had probably made many of these before, but they weren't built for shade. So the Lord had a fast-growing plant grow up overnight for better shade. What was this plant anyway? Probably the castor bean plant. This is a rapid-growing leafy plant that grows in that area, can grow anywhere from 8 to 12 feet high. On the other hand, maybe it was a special plant, like the special fish prepared by God, as verse 6 says. In any case, it was a miracle, because it grew up in no time at all. Well, Jonah was very happy for this comfort. In fact, Jonah probably took this as a sign of God's approval of his attitude and actions. Nothing could be further from the truth. This was all part of the lesson that God wanted to teach Jonah. You know, we need to be careful that we don't make the same mistake that Jonah made in reference to the plant. Notice from verse 6 that God did provide the plant so that it might be shade for his head, for Jonah's head, to deliver him from his misery. God did provide it for Jonah's comfort, but this was not a sign of God's approval. You know how often God, in his grace, provides the shade plants along life's way to deliver us from our misery. Let's face it, life is hard. Would you agree? But God does provide comfort along the way. A better job, a good friend, a nice home, the best doctor. These are all the little comforts of life. But remember, the comforts of life are all under God's control. He provides them, and we should be thankful for them. But get it now. Don't make the mistake of assuming that when God provides these comforts, he is approving of your life and lifestyle. God may be in the process of teaching you some valuable lesson along with the blessing of the comfort, as in the case of Jonah. In fact, when the Lord does provide us with comforts along life's way, we should not only thank the Lord, we should ask the Lord if there's some lesson in this that he wants us to learn. Remember, all the comforts of this life are under God's control. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 says, "And what do you have that you did not receive? Now if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it?" We need to learn the truth of that verse. We need to learn that everything we have, and that includes all the comforts of this life, everything is from the Lord and under his control. How dare we boast or think that we had something to do with it? Don't ever think that what you have, including the comforts of life, is because of your brains or your good looks or because of your abilities or your talents. Remember, all that we have is from the Lord. Everything, including all of life's comforts, are under God's control. Doctrinal point number 2. All of life's circumstances are under God's control. All of life's circumstances are under God's control. Verses 7 and 8. "But as morning dawned the next day, God prepared a worm so that it damaged the plant that it withered. And it happened when the sun arose that God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. Then he wished death for himself and said, 'It is better for me to die than to live.'" The comforting shade plant was only good for one day because God had prepared a little worm to attack the plant. Think of it. God not only controls all the fish of the sea, but all the worms of the earth as well. Everything is under God's control. And just at the right time, God had this little worm attack the plant so that it withered and died. Notice, by the way, that the text does not say that the worm ate the whole thing. Don't think of this little worm chomp, 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 eating this whole big plant. No, it attacked the plant, and the plant withered and died. And then God prepared a vehement east wind. This type of wind is known as a sirocco. It's a hot, scorching wind. It sucks the strength right out of you. No wonder Jonah grew faint, as we see in verse 8. Notice that God prepared this wind so that just at the right time it came upon Jonah. We certainly see the sovereignty of God over all things in the book of Jonah, don't we? This strong wind probably blew over Jonah's little lean-to. Now he had no shade, and the sun beat down on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. Verse 8. Now notice Jonah's reactions to these circumstances. It was not like the response of Job. Remember what Job said when he lost all his possessions? The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job 1:21. Jonah's response is not like Job's. Look at the end of verse 8. Then Jonah wished death for himself and said, "It is better for me to die than to live." What is our response when God sends the little worms or the big winds along our way? What's your response when that happens? Do we recognize that all of life's circumstances are under God's control, and He's using circumstances to teach us valuable lessons? Do we really believe Romans 8:28, that all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose? Or do we take Jonah's attitude? It's better for me to die than to live. What's your attitude? Maybe there's a little worm that's eating away at one of your comforts right now. Or maybe you're facing a strong wind of opposition that's sucking your strength and leaving you faint. Listen, the Lord is speaking to you in some way. Listen and hear and pray. Remember, all of life's circumstances are under God's control. Practical application. Are you an emotional yo-yo? Are you an emotional yo-yo? Jonah was an emotional yo-yo. One day he's so happy because of the shade plant, the next day he's down in the dumps and wants to die. Jonah was an emotional yo-yo because his emotions were governed by outward circumstances and not by his faith. What about you? Are you an emotional yo-yo? One day you're up and happy, but then God lets a little worm come along, like a drop in the stock market, or a scratch on your new car, or a tear in your favorite shirt, or a bad grade on a test, or a rainy day on your vacation. On and on we could go, right? The little worms that wreck our comfort. And when this happens, down you go. You yo-yo with outward circumstances because you're not strong and stable in your faith. And when the devastating winds of life come your way, you even wish you were dead, like Jonah. What's the problem? We need to grow in our faith. We need to recognize that God is sovereign and in control of the worms and the winds. We need to learn that. God is sovereign over all of these things. He's in control of the comforts. He's in control of the circumstances. He's in control of the little worms and the big winds. Are you strong in your faith, or are you an emotional yo-yo?